This is a Tuesday. This is the Morning Mass. And at this time every Tuesday, what do? We have the Dial the Doc program with FHN. And joining us here today from FHN on the Dial the Doc program is Dr. Farhan Khan. Dr. Khan, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's great to talk to you today. You're a hospitalist at FHN. Tell us about, Dr. Khan, the patients that you've been seeing recently with COVID.
We're basically, between the hospital itself and the clinics, we're seeing anybody from actually not having any symptoms to having milder symptoms, such as just a, you know, lack of taste, lack of smell, to having a little more moderate, where they're having shortness of breath, they're affecting other organs, where, you know, they can get some diarrhea as moderate, but then you get this, we're seeing a lot of severe cases as well, where it's affecting their lungs as much as affecting their heart, as well as even having strokes.
Now, how does this compare to earlier this year in the spring when we had that first wave?
The symptoms are pretty similar. We've just learned a little bit more about the disease, and basically, you know, we're catching it much earlier, so we can, you know, put the protocols in place and start the treatments earlier. But, you know, it is much more than it was back in the summer.
And tell us about your concerns now coming up here, November, December, January. What's your thought?
I think, as predicted, the winter is going to be bad. It's the cases are increasing. It was predicted. As the weather gets colder, people are indoors, and drier climate, for some reason with this virus, it replicates more. And that's where we're concerned, and especially with the flu season right around the corner. When you get both of them together, it's we're worried that it's going to be very hard to distinguish between the two and how to handle it. And that's why it's imperative that everyone go out and get their flu shots, which are available pretty much everywhere.
My understanding is it's actually possible to catch both at the same time.
That is correct. I'm not an expert at this, but we are worried that you can get both of them. And again, the symptoms are very similar, except, you know, and they're both of them are very contagious, but we've learned with COVID, it's very contagious in a very short amount of time. That's why it's important to follow the guidelines on how to prevent. I think preventative medicine is everything. Wearing a mask, keeping your distance, staying in small groups, which we've learned it really helps. As initially we were able to get the numbers down just by following some of these guidelines.
We're talking to Dr. Farhan Khan. He is a doctor at FHN on the FHN Dial the Doc program. Dr. Khan, when you talk about severe cases of COVID-19, go a little bit more in depth and tell us what you're seeing.
What we're beginning to see is once you get a little bit more, the disease has a couple of phases. You got the early phase where the symptoms can be mild. They can just be a fever. But as the days prolong, a lot of the patients that are more susceptible, such as patients with diabetes, high blood pressure, or any other ailment or no ailment, it starts getting into the lungs when this virus starts replicating and your own body's inflammation starts kicking in. We're beginning to see cases where, you know, patients come in, they're short of breath, and when you do imaging studies and look at their lungs, it's just replicated to the point where everything is whited out on these images and basically goes from there. And then the virus itself causes your body to clot, and then you can get blood clots in the lungs. You can get strokes that we're seeing. It can cause heart attacks and multitude of symptoms, and you can end up in the ICU with this.
Dr. Connor, are these severe cases age-specific for older people?
We're seeing about any age, and that was the thing initially. Yes, the older patients are more susceptible because the chances are they have more diseases that are related to this, but we are beginning to see this in younger patients. You know, your 30s, 40s, 50s, it doesn't matter. It's very different in you can have multitude of patients that are living together, and you'll get one with no symptoms to one that is requiring to be in the ICU. So it's very hard to predict.
And you've worked with patients as well who are what are called, I understand, long haulers, who have had it, have recovered from it, but not fully recovered from it, and it's a concern. What kind of concerns are you seeing there?
Yeah, we're actually beginning to see this more in the outpatient setting where, you know, you're 14 days out to a month to 2 months out, but you still have that cough. You have something we call a brain fog, where the brain is just clouded and you just can't think right. And to actually patients that a few weeks later develop blood clots in their lungs. So the long haulers are ones that, you know, and again, we're so new into this that the bigger concern is several months from now, the patients that were affected with their lungs that recovered, how long is it going to be? What's going to be the long-term sequela of this? It's an extremely dangerous disease when it gets into the lungs. And our concern, and that's why we're telling people, again, I can't push the fact on, prevention, because if you get it, I mean, I know there's a lot of patients will be asymptomatic. They'll be, you know, they may not get too much, but why be one of that 2 to 3 to 4% that we're seeing, and why take the risk of affecting something we don't know what's going to happen from 6 months from now?
Well, we brought the numbers down here for a while around here, but why do we have the increase now? Why is it coming back to haunt us now?
I think we're all, it's just 8 months, we're in something we call a pandemic fatigue, where everybody's just tired of this. I mean, it's, you know, rightfully so, but I think once you get tired of things, I think we let our guards down a bit. And once you let your guards down, I think the gatherings became larger, people started taking their masks off, and, you know, thinking that we've beat this, but in actuality, it takes one case, and basically it can go to thousands of people just with that one case. So it's important to know that this is a real disease. This is not, you know, and I see patients, and some, you know, there are people that think that this is not real. I can tell you personally that this is real, and we should be cautious. We will eventually get through with it.
Well, and speaking of real, of course, you come from the East Coast originally, I guess, and of course the East Coast was hit hard and hit early, and you have regular contact with your family back there. Do you have any personal experiences you can share with us here today? Tell us about the personal experiences you've had.
Absolutely. In March, towards the end, when this thing was just very new, I lost my uncle. He was only 62 years old. His entire family got sick. And some of them were in the ICU for 3 to 4 weeks. It was pretty hard to believe. And, you know, to take it even a step forward, late in August, towards the end of August, myself, my entire family, you know, we've been taking proper precautions, doing everything we can, just having somebody deliver a simple mattress. And I hear, you know, the gentleman, he comes in with his mask, he passes out. I had to help revive him. We called 911, got him to the hospital, and the next day I find out that he was positive. And myself, I got hit very hard with this, and that's why I can tell you from personal experience that this is not to be taken lightly. And my wife, my two kids, my wife's brother was visiting, his four-year-old, we all ended up getting it. And again, just from looking at it on how it affects people, I was able to see that myself and my wife's brother, we got ill to the point where he actually had to get hospitalized. He's only 36 years old, so this is where age doesn't mean a thing. And my 10-year-old, I had to rush to the hospital because he got pretty ill. Again, age not meaning anything. Yes, my wife, thank God, she only lost taste for about a day. My other son, he didn't have anything, no symptoms, but he was positive. So that's why it's so hard to predict, but you know, just learning and seeing, I've learned that if, you know, obviously when this gentleman got sick, his mask came off. If his mask was on, you know, it's hard to, you know, obviously when you're ill, your mask will not stay on. But if it was on, maybe we don't get it. So we know how contagious, how quickly, just a matter of maybe 30 to 40 minutes of being in my house, how quickly this replicated. It got all of us sick where it took weeks. And, you know, I'm 2 months out from this. We've been negative, we've tested, but still there's times where you feel, you know, your heart's racing, you get a little more short of breath.
And how, Dr. Khan, how has this affected, how impacted how you behave and how you're practicing?
I am on a daily basis encouraging my patients, take this thing seriously, stay away, especially the younger people who may not have symptoms. You know, you may not know what you're doing, but you may pass it on to your loved ones, your grandparents, your own parents. And once it gets going, you know, it can hurt them. So I, just from learning on what it did to my family, I'm passing on as much as I can to get people more aware of this.
And what have you learned from your medical community contacts back east about this, about COVID?
And, you know, I keep in touch pretty much on a daily, if not every other day, with my friends that are intensivists out there. We've learned a lot with this disease. We definitely, we try to catch it quick and try to prevent it. We know if your oxygen level is dropping, basically to start treatments. They are telling us, you know, they were seeing volumes in much larger amounts initially. And, you know, certain medications such as steroids, vitamins, you know, they've been able to, you know, slow the progression of the disease. But again, if you get it, you know, the virus has got a mind of its own. If it starts going, you know, it will start multiplying and we may not be able to control it, but able to, you know, learn from them on what they did and apply it to our own facility here. It's been really helpful because any information we can get as a nation, it's going to really help on what to do next and how to control this thing for good.
And Dr. Khan, mask wearing seems to be one of the challenges here for all of us here. And it seems as if, you know, and the part of the problem is a lot of people do know people who have gotten COVID, but most of the people that we know who have gotten COVID have had mild cases. So they're not taking it seriously in terms of mask wearing. What do you suggest in this regard?
I suggest if you have, you know, it's the only thing, prevention is the only thing helping to pass this on to people that are much more susceptible or not even susceptible. It's the only thing. And we proved this by initially we went into a lockdown. I know that's not the most perfect thing. It's a difficult thing. But between social distancing and the mask, everything goes, it's airborne. These viruses, whether it be COVID, whether it be influenza, are all airborne. Once you get them, you know, once you wear your mask, it's very difficult to pass it through you've covered your nostrils, you've covered your mouth. It's very less likely to pass it to yourself as well as your loved ones. So it's important. I can't tell you, I know it's no fun, but in the hospital setting, we have these on sometimes 8 hours at a time. And I know it's not the ideal thing, but if it's going to help save a loved one, I mean, we don't want to be that case and say, oh, I wish I did this. Why? We should just be proactive and wearing it, distancing ourselves, cleaning our hands, and making sure no one gets it until the vaccine does come out. And whenever that is, then eventually we can all put a halt to this.
And you have to properly wear your mask as well. Your nose has to be covered, right?
Absolutely. Your nose is entering. The body's like a plumbing system. It's the nose. It goes right to your lungs. I mean, it's not only your mouth. I mean, I see that all the time where people are covering their mouth and the nostrils are open. That's just another way. If we take a deep breath in, we breathe through our nose. This virus just needs it's very opportunistic, just needs the littlest thing, and it's going to go in, and, you know, from there, who knows how it's going to attack us.
And Dr. Khan, what about now? It's never a good time for a pandemic, but of course, now we're looking at heading into the indoor season. We're talking about winter, and we're talking about the holidays coming up. What do you suggest for our listeners out there heading into now November, December, January?
And this is very important, I think. It's important that we stay in small groups. You know, we want to see our loved ones many, many, many years, not just this one holiday. You know, I mean, there's going to be multiple holidays, but we want next year, the year after, because if you know, being colder, we're all going to be inside. And once we're inside, it's colder, it's drier. This loves to live on surfaces. So being inside is where it loves to multiply. It can be whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 6 hours. It can be on a countertop, and if we come in contact with it, it's gonna multiply. And, you know, naturally, when you're in your own home, your chances are you're not wearing a mask. So if we're in larger groups, as we are during the holiday season, it can multiply. And again, it'll take one person, it'll pass it on to everybody in that household, to whoever they visit from there on. So I recommend, you know, let's keep, you know, I mean, if we can keep it into small groups, distance yourself, hand wash as much as you can, wear your mask outside. Even if you have family members coming inside, try to keep that mask on. I know it's not the ideal situation, but let's keep everyone in mind, especially our loved ones, and see if we can prevent this. And hopefully next year is a much better year at this time of the year.
You know, I have a text line here, and a couple people, and this just frustrates me, a couple people have texted in and have asked whether or not at the end of the interview you're going to endorse Biden. You know, this is not political. This is science, and this is medical, right?
Absolutely. I'm not part of any party or anything like that. It's a health care. If you see what we see on a daily basis, if you see how we're seeing the patients being affected, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm telling you, I've seen recently anywhere from 75 to 85 to 90, 95. I lost a very, very close patient of mine who I loved dearly. And, you know, it's so difficult to see that family stand there and cry. And it's just so hard to watch when something we can prevent. Again, this has nothing to do with politics, guys. This is all health. We'll get through it. I mean, whether whoever, you know, just if you don't take this seriously, it's just going to multiply. And it's going to, again, if it comes back to your own family, you don't want it. You don't want to learn it that way. You want to just say, hey, we beat this thing. We stayed away. We stayed healthy. We watched, you know, so we social distanced ourselves. We wore a mask. We hand washed, hand sanitized, and we beat this thing. And as a nation, we want to beat this. That's more important than anything.
All right, Dr. Khan, thank you very much. Thanks for the visit, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. You have a wonderful day.
That's Dr. Ferhan Khan here today from FHN on the FHN Dialogue Doc program. And the preceding today brought to you by FHN.